You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning. Good Saturday morning. Wake up. Hey, this is Landon coming at you live from the studio with Lifeline Ministries this morning. Bless you. I'm so glad you got up to tune in. Listen, wake somebody, call somebody, say, listen, man, you can get this program right now. Tell them, say, look, go online, WCNO.com. Wake somebody up. Somebody needs to hear the word this morning. Start somebody Saturday on the right path. WCNO.com. Tell them, go on, click on live broadcast. They're in. They're riding with us. They're riding with us, man. They're getting fed from the word this morning. Do somebody a favor. Love somebody. Be a doer of the word. Wake somebody up and say, listen, get on here this morning. We're going to learn how to abide in Christ. It's much safer. It's much easier. There's much less trouble. Let me tell you something. Let me throw just a bold statement. There's no sickness in Christ. You ever see in Jesus' teaching where Jesus got sick? There's no sickness in Christ. He says, abide in me. All right? That's where we're going this morning. So wake somebody up. WCNO.com. Tell them go online. That's WCNO.com. Click on live broadcast. If they miss it, you can go on anytime you want. You can go on at 11 o'clock at night if you want to. WCNO.com. Same thing. WCNO.com. Go on demand. Go on demand. Pull us up. Program's called Lifeline. Very easy. Listen, I'm going to give you some call numbers. You're welcome to call in here. If you need prayer, if you want to meet Jesus, if you want to get on board, if you want to become a Christian today, if you want to start serving the Lord Jesus Christ, if you want to accept Jesus in your life and abide in him like I'm going to teach, call here, man. Don't be afraid to call up and say, man, I need Jesus. I know I do. Listen, if you don't know, just use a little common sense. Look around. How's your life? I mean, really, put yourself in the mirror. Shut everybody down this morning and think, how is my life, man? How's my marriage? How's my joy? Do I have joy? Do I have peace in my life? Do I feel forgiven or do I feel condemned? Do I walk around with the weight of the world on my shoulders or do I walk around free in Christ? My spirit soars. I walk through the day feeling good because I know God's got my back because I've tried it. I've tested it. I've walked in faith long enough that I know that, man, I don't care if it makes sense. The Bible makes faith. So as long as I walk in faith, God proves himself over and over and over. The more that happens, I stop fretting and worrying about the world's things because God takes care of it every time. And when the track record gets longer, man, you can walk in more peace than you ever knew. You can walk in more joy than you ever thought possible. But you got to get it. Nobody's going to give it to you. Nobody's going to nurse you with a baby bottle. You got to get it, man. So if you're ready to accept Christ, if you're ready for a better life on this planet, all right, 221-1100. Just call 221-1100. I will pray with you. You will meet him today. If you're out of town, call 888-221-8990. It's very, very easy. Let's open up with prayer this morning. But like I'm saying, if you want to meet Christ, if you need prayer for something, if you have an unreal praise report, the doctor's note showed that blah, blah was this, and I was all clogged up. Man, I went to a healing service. We got prayed for and went back. They couldn't find it. It was on the x-ray one day and gone the next something, you know, whatever. That's good. We want to glorify God. The word of the testimony is very important. So if you have something like that, feel free to call for that. All right, Father God, we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus. We are ready. We are open vessels, Lord. Move through these lips. Speak through this tongue. Speak through my mind, Lord. Come in and have your way on this mic. Speak to me this morning, Lord, and let it flow out to the people. We want to hear from heaven this morning. We don't want to hear from Landon. We want to hear from heaven this morning. Speak to us from the throne room. Break down your word. Let us open up the scriptures and expound thyself to us, Lord. Open our hearts right now, Lord. Forgive us of anything we've said, thought, or done in the last week, month, year, whatever. Forgive us. Wipe us clean. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's be cleansed. Let's do that right now, folks. Do that. Confess whatever you got. Say, Jesus, I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry for that. Please cleanse me. I need to hear this word. I need to hear this word. I want you to come in. I need you in my heart. I need to open up and expound myself to you so the scriptures work. Lord, forgive me this morning. I need to hear this word. We thank you for hearing us this morning, Lord. We thank you for bringing this word to us this morning, Lord. We trust you. Use these lips as lips of clay, Lord. Have your way with us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus says here, we're going to go over John 15. So get your Bible out. Dust that thing off, man. Get your phone open, whatever you got to do. John 15, verse 1. He says, I am the true vine. Now, let me just put this. This is Jesus speaking now. This is Jesus telling them this. This is after he goes through verse 14, explaining to his disciples, his followers, the ones that follow him, the ones that do his teachings, the ones that try to do the will of the Father. He tells them, he says, listen, I'm going to prepare your hearts now because I'm going away. Now think about this. He's telling them, I'm fixing to leave you. I'm going to go away, but I'm going to send this comforter. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to live with you. So I'll still be with you, but I won't be the flesh walking man you see named Jesus. I'll be the spirit inside of you named the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, the comforter, the spirit of truth, spirit of God. All the same things. We've given several names, but all the same spirit, the spirit that comes right from the throne room through Jesus into you. Okay. So he just told them this. Now he's with them now live, but he's telling them, look, I'm not going to be with you this way. I'm going to be with you this way. Now he goes into 15. After you just told him this, he says, look, I am the true vine. So what he's telling this, don't be alarmed if my physical appearance goes away because I'm the true vine to the Father. I'll still be in you and you'll still be connected to God. You'll still have your source. You'll still be able to draw from that well. Your health will spring forth. Everything you need, all your protection will come from God. The Spirit will still flow through you because I'm the true vine. Excuse me. He says, and my Father God, is the husbandman. Every branch in me, so these are the people that are in him now. Everybody that said, amen, I accept Jesus. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now he says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Let me read this in the Amplified. It's a little bit of a tongue twister. So Amplified version says this. Jesus says, now do remember, this is Jesus saying this. So this is not Landon. This is Jesus saying this. This is a teaching or a doctrine we can count on. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is the one telling you this today. He's saying this to you. He says, folks, listen to me. Jesus says, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, this is the branch now that stops bearing fruit, he will cut away, trim off, take away, and he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. You are cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I have given you, the teachings I have discussed with you. Do you get that? Do you hear that? Do you hear that? Listen to me. Listen to me. Jesus says, I am the true vine. John 15, 1. Jesus says, I am the true vine. That means I'm the truthful one. I'm the truth. I'm the truth. There is no truth aside this. You got to know this. We've been led down a lot of paths and think there's a lot of truths out there. The truth, the source of truth, the well of truth, the foundation of the truth is Jesus Christ and his word. So what you have to do, you have to have that truth in you so you can weigh everything else that comes up and comes at you in this world. You won't know the truth. You won't be able to recognize the truth unless you have the truth, Jesus, as your foundation. Now he says, I am the true, that means the real, the actual vine. I'm the connection. If you want to abide in God, you want God's help in your life, his hand in your life, you want God to be your father, you have to come to me. I'm the true vine. The vine is the source. So he says, I'm the true source. I am your umbilical cord to the Father. You want to be fed by God? You want the Jacob's ladder? You want the spirits ascending and coming down and helping you and aiding you and being there with you all the time? I'm the true vine. I'm your source to the heavenlies. I'm your source to your healing. I'm your source to your financial breakthrough. I'm your source to your marriage being restored. I'm your source to getting you off drugs. I'm your source to getting your mind right. All those psychiatrist bills and all these different things, I am your source. Take a dose of me, he says. And my father is the husbandman. When you look that word up, it means land worker. He's the land worker. I'm going to show you something in a minute. Flip your Bible over to Proverbs 12, chapter 11. Proverbs 12, chapter 11. He says, he that tilleth, listen to this verse now, and we're just going to get here for a second, then we'll jump back into John, but I just want you to see what how Scripture teaches about this husbandman. So Jesus says, listen, I'm the true vine. I'm the true connection. I'm the one to get you to the Father. I'm your umbilical cord to the heavenly. My Father, God Almighty, Jehovah, Yahweh, is the husbandman. He's the land worker. Proverbs 12, 11. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. See, we're not talking about the regular ground. We're not talking about the dirt here. He that followeth vain persons is void of understanding is what we're talking about. So he backs up that first verse. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. He that cometh to God, who is the husbandman or the land worker, and lets him work that land and lets him work on you and make you fertile and till your ground. He tills that ground to get out all the junk you've had in there. He tills that ground to get all the weeds that are rooted to your problems from the past. That root system that roots you to the bitterness, that roots you to the envy, that roots you to the jealousy, that roots you to that busy spirit. I got to run. I got to do. I got to get another one. I got to go have another one. I got to go do one more. I got to go run. I got to go do this. I got to go do that. I just can't stay still. That busyness. God is the husbandman. He's the land worker, it says in 15. Proverbs 12, 11 backs this. It says, he that tills his land, you got to turn that stuff up and get rid of it. Turn that soil over in your life. Get pliable. Get ready to hear from God. Let the word come in as a seed and plant in you, and then water it. You read that word, you water that word grows, changes your whole life. He that tills his land shall be satisfied with bread. Jesus said, I'm the bread from heaven. I'm the bread from heaven. In other words, he'll satisfy you. You don't have to worry about your provision. Your job won't be your source. Father God will, through the true vine, Jesus Christ. The job will work out itself. And everything else, money cometh. Those in the kingdom, money cometh. My wife and I, sometimes people just give us money. We'll do something nice, they'll hand it. We don't do it for the money. We just do stuff, and people just hand it. Hey, oh, man, I want to bless you. Money, you got to work the kingdom. Let Jesus be the true vine. Let Father God be the husbandman or the land worker in your life. Let him till your ground, and you'll be satisfied with bread. But he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. So you got two paths here. You can choose to follow him. Have him till your ground, pull the weeds up, get that junk out of your root system, say you're rooted to, I know a young guy, I can't use his name. I see him at Bible studies, I see him at stuff, and the dude's having a real crack problem. So he'll be there studying the word, but that root system pulls him back every time. He might stay clean 3 months, he might stay clean 6 months, before you know it, he runs into somebody or something happens, he's right back out there. He never tilled the ground. He didn't really give it up, you know? Got in the word enough to play religion, to get to where I can talk some God. Oh, yeah, man, I'm cool. I'm in the circle now. I'm hanging with the justified folks. That must mean that I'm justified. Listen, it's all a personal thing with you and God. Okay? There is some truth to hanging around the right people. But you won't find that ground tilled and those weeds rooted out of your life until you give it up to God. You got to come to Jesus, the true vine. You got to let the husbandman or Father God work your ground. Now, when you till this ground, you'll turn over, all right? You're going to turn that ground over. You're going to turn that ground over, turn that ground over. It's going to loosen and get rid of all the weeds. It's going to deroot that soil. It's going to soften it and make it ready to receive seed. And this seed can be watered by this word. So then in the next verse, in verse 2, he says, right, God purgeth it. God purgeth it. See, we got to be emptied out. You got to be able to receive this word. I want to get you cleansed. I want this vine to come in. I want you to accept Christ this morning. Be connected to the umbilical cord of the kingdom of heaven. Let him begin to work in your life. Listen to the small, still voice. Excuse me. Seek him this morning. Let him guide your boat, man. So listen. The next verse he says, he purgeth it. God expiates you. He atones for your guilt or your sin. He does it. Stop working so hard trying to do it. Okay? You don't have to be down there at these little local places that help you with the AA things and the drinking things and the this. You don't have to chase your tail all the time. All the time. Connect to the vine. Connect to the vine. Let the vine clean your life up. He does the work. You weren't designed to be able to clean yourself up. Listen to me. Listen to me. Let me just go through this. The next verse, he says, God expiates you. He atones for your guilt or your sin. In other words, he cleans you up. That's why when you waste your money, like I said, on the self-help and this and that, the best shape you're going to get, you might for a temporary season come off of anger, come off of alcohol, come off of something and walk for a temporary season. But that's the best case scenario. Eventually, you're going to go right back to the mud. God designed you. Listen to this. God designed you that you have to come to Christ who says, I'm the true vine. God designed you. He designed you so that you'd have to. He designed you so you cannot clean yourself up. He designed you so it was impossible for you on your own power to cleanse and purge yourself. Otherwise, you wouldn't need him. He wants to be your father. So he made it so the child has to come to the father for help. It's very simple. Give up all the other things you're trying to do to fix it. Come to the true vine. Get to know Christ. He'll bring all your things. He'll petition all your needs to the Father. Now the Father steps in, and now you're abiding in Christ. He's abiding in you. Now the Father can abode there too, and any and everything you possibly need will be taken to your daddy, and he will take care of you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He designed you to come on board through Christ, become the child of God, joint heir with Christ, the Bible calls it, a kingdom citizen. We are fellow heirs, it calls it. Matter of fact, it says that you are the adopted child. Thank you, Holy Ghost. See, I couldn't think of that on my own. My own mind shut down. Holy Ghost had to bring it to me. He's trying to bring this word to you. He said adopted child. You are the adopted child. The adopted child has the same rights. So he wants you to come as the child so that dad can do the healing. Come to you. Trust your, get to know your father. I don't have time to go off on the sidetrack, but this is why the devil's destroyed so many marriages and so many family relationships, so the father figure wouldn't have that icon. If it was the way it should be, the way it was designed in the garden, every father would be a man of God. Every father would lead his house as a household of God. Every father would have his kids in church. Every father would have Bible studies several times a week at night. There'd be no phones at the dinner table. We would pray before we eat. We would bless God, thank God for this meal. And the fathers would be running their house right. The wives would be subject to the husband under Christ. This is what the Bible says now. This is not me. Unto Christ. So they would be the team that prays and keeps the spirit active in the household and delegates and gives that to the children. Now, if we'd have done this thing the way it's supposed to, we'd have no problem coming to Father God because we'd look at him as that father figure that was designed from heaven to be. But since we violated that and that let the devil come in, we have allowed him to come in. He's broken so many marriages that we don't see father as being the loving, nurturing person that a father's designed to be. Father God is the husbandman, the one you can trust. So you come in and trust him and let him be your father. Now, look at verse 3. He says this, now you are clean through the words which I've spoken unto you. It's not the word that's coming and you just hear it tickle in your ear. He says, what I've told you, okay, what I've said, the word I have given unto you worketh. So you take this word and you say, Jesus, I love you. I'm going to plug into the vine. Okay, I want to be plugged into the source. I want the umbilical cord from heaven to connect me to the heavenly. I want to be able to draw from that kingdom and manifest it here in my life now. So connect to the vine. Like he said, listen, you are clean through the word which I've spoken, Jesus said. Let Father God, the husbandman, come in and work your land. Let him till the soil. Let him get out the root of bitterness. Let him get out of the root of addiction, the root of whatever, the lust, whatever you got in there. Let him till the land, get it out. Now your ground's fertile. You can receive this seed. You can hear the preacher for the first time and the word comes in and takes root in there because the other stuff's out. He's tilled the ground. He's made you pliable. He's softened you to be able to receive. Now you're clean through the word which I've spoken. The word clean means what? Pure. You are pure. You're pure. Jesus said, this is Jesus today. He says, you are pure, man, through the word that I've spoken to you. How? The word says, be a doer of the word. Start doing, start reading and putting this active in your life. And before you know it, you'll go, man, I'm clean, man. Oh my gosh, it's been a year. It's been 10 years. It'll blow your mind. Through the word, notice he says, you're clean. How? Through the word that I've spoken to you. This is a good time to call, man. I'm just going to tell you now, it's a good time to call. 221-1100. 221-1100. It's a good time to call and say, man, give me that word. I want to be clean through the word that you've spoken to me this morning, Landon. I want God to cleanse me and purge me. I want my ground to be tilled. Get these roots of bitterness out. Get this addiction root out of here. Get this hatred towards my parents out of here. Get this hatred towards my ex out of here. I can't deal with this anymore. It's driving me to do things I shouldn't do. Come, I want to get this out of here. I want to be cleansed. I want to be purged. Now, he says, how? Through the word. Listen, look this up in your Strong's. This is crucial. This word means something said. It's not a thought. You're not dreaming. Something spoken unto you. I'm trying to give it to you now. It's a divine expression. Through the word, the other definition of through the word was a divine expression. Now you get your hands on this. How did you receive the word? It was spoken unto you. The word was spoken unto you. Now you start working this word. You come on board with that true vine. Listen to this. You come to the true vine for nourishment, Jesus. He connects you now to the Father, the husbandman. The husbandman, the Father God, Jehovah God, Yahweh, tills you. He tills you and purges you. Remember that was cleanse you? Until you are now able to receive that seed. Now, this morning, from the preacher, I'm trying to give you the seed. Receive it, receive it. Then you get into his word and water that seed that got deposited in you. The next thing you know, you become clean. Man, hallelujah, praise God. The next thing you know, you become clean. No one's accusing you of this anymore. You don't talk that way anymore. Your mouth doesn't open in front of the kids and say those things anymore. Your wife, all of a sudden, she starts loving on you all the time. You're like, what's going on? Because you became clean. You became the man she always dreamed you would be, but you kept trying to get there on your own. You got to come to the true vine. Same for women. I'm just preaching it in my tone. You know, at this is First Alan. Listen, at this point, the word will begin to work mightily in you. Mightily in you. It is your nourishment or your source. So now what happens? You've come to the vine. You said, Jesus, I need you. I want to be connected to you because I need that connection to heaven. I need help from heaven. I need help from the throne room. I need the power of God in my life. All right. He connects you. Father God turns all the junk, gets out of your life, cleans you up, starts to work in you. Now he's purging you. He's cleansing you. He's putting certain people across your path. People are speaking words into you. You're stumbling upon the right church. Somehow somebody invited you. You went. It was on fire. You're like, oh my gosh. If you get in touch with me, I'll bring you to mine. Mine is on fire. Boy, my church is awesome, 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 awesome. But You gotta hit me up. Lifeline, trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com, and I will help you. Listen, so now God purges you, he cleanses you up. Now your ground's fertile now. You're starting to let God in. God's starting to do a work in you. So you become where you can receive the seed. So now you start hearing some preaching and you start receiving that stuff. You go, man, that's good stuff. That's stuff speaking to me. I feel something inside. This stuff's attaching to something. I never could before. My heart was hard. I didn't want to hear nothing. Now, all of a sudden, it's coming in and starting to attach to something. I feel, man, this stuff's working on me. It's reminding me of itself. During my day, I'm thinking about what I heard. Now you get in your word. You start to open this word, and you go, I am the true vine. Man, you are the true vine. Lord, I can trust you. You are my cord to God. And Father, God is the one tuning me up. And every branch in you, you purge, that I might bring forth more fruit. Then you get down to the verse 4, and you go, he goes, abide in me, son. Abide in me, daughter. Stay in me. Don't stay home here. Make your home here. Camp out here. Don't move off me. He says, abide in me and I in you. Invite me in. Let me put my spirit in you to stay forever. And I, as the branch, cannot bear fruit of itself. That's the bottom line here this morning. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself. We are so busy thinking we can tune ourselves up. We can fix our own marriage. I can fix my household. I can fix my children. They just need to be spanked more. They don't listen. It's because, oh, it's her fault. Whatever. He says, as the branch. You're the branch. Now, remember now. You're the branch. You cannot bear fruit of yourself except you abide in the vine. So we got to get on board. You need to be calling here, Landon. I need that vine, man. I need 2211100. I need to be connected to Christ, and I need to be connected to Christ now. I should have done this a year ago. I should have done this 10 years ago. Can't believe I'd torture myself like this. 2211100. Call up here and get connected to Christ today. He says, you, the branch now, cannot bear fruit of yourself except you abide in the vine, Jesus. No more can you except you abide in me. He says, I'm the vine. Here you go. Here's the crux here. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. See that? He just told it clear. So the branch has to abide in the vine for you to see the fruit that you're trying to reap in your life come to pass. Simple stuff. I want to give this to you. You got to open your eyes to this. You got to get in here. This week, you need to get your Bible out. Dust that baby off. Turn to John 15 and start at verse 1 and meditate. Go line upon line, precept upon precept, real slow. Here a little, there a little. Chew it up. He says, listen, the same bringeth forth much fruit. If you, he that abideth in me and I in him, that's the person that'll bring forth much fruit. You want to cleanse your life. You want to change your ways. You got to do it this way. It's the only way it was designed. You first become the child. Then you come to the Father. Let him do the work. If you could clean yourself up, you would have done it by now. I'm sorry to be hard. You would have done it by now. If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch. He is withered and men gather them up. That verse sounds negative, but that's a good thing. He's going to remove the ones that are going to be in your way, the stumbling blocks, those time suckers. He'll move them out of the way. You don't even have to deal with that. He'll take care of that for you. So listen, call here this morning. It is not too late. It's certainly not too late. 2211100. I need that vine. I need that source from heaven. Landon, I've got health problems. I've got issues here, man. I never have been serious. I've never jumped in with Christ and let him connect me to the Father so that his blood will atone for my sins and I can receive from the throne room. I can receive from heaven. I need to receive from heaven. This is long overdue, and I never understood how I have to be connected. And once I'm connected, he is my lifeline. I need that lifeline. I need that umbilical cord to heaven. And the Bible just told me, God promised me, and Jesus said it in his word out of his own mouth. He said, I am that true vine, man. And my Father will tune you up. He's the husbandman. He'll prune you, purge you, clean you. From what? From anything in your past you've done. You'll be a new creature today. You got to come get this. 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. Listen, if I can help you during the week, it's trylifeline@gmail.com. I work a lot. You'll either get me or my dad. It doesn't matter. We're both on there all the time. You hear Bob, you hear Landon, same thing. Just like Jesus and God, same thing. All right, it's the same bloodline. You're going to get good counsel. trylifeline@gmail.com. This is free, godly counsel for you. trylifeline@gmail.com. Now, support this ministry. Partner up with us today, man. Partner up with us with this thing. Get on board with us, all right? Partner up with us. Help support this ministry by sending your offering or your donation to Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. That's Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. I use mine to give seeds. When I partner with people, when I send money somewhere, when I tithe somewhere, I sow seeds with that stuff. I'm tithing now. I'm giving God my 10 plus. But as I do it, I go, Lord, I release this seed into this particular ground because I'm looking for this. And that don't mean I do it for that. I let God know. I'm sowing the seed. Sometimes I'll have some ministry that's like a prophet type ministry. I'll sow into that because I need a prophecy. You see what I mean? Sow into this thing. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. I love you. Thank you for tuning in.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.